1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, more than 100,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's memorial service for assassinated political activist Charlie Kirk. State Farm Stadium, the home of the Arizona Cardinals, only seats 60,000. A hockey arena next door will take in the overflow. Jose Santiago is with the Glendale Police Department.
Not only are we handling the security for this event outside of the venue, we still have an entire city that we still have to protect.
CBS News has learned law enforcement agencies are tracking several threats of unknown credibility against tomorrow's memorial. CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us several federal agencies will be on hand to help keep the event safe.
The Department of Homeland Security has designated the memorial as a level one security event on par with the Super Bowl. Hundreds of state, federal, and local law enforcement will work side by side, with the U.S. Secret Service taking the lead. Security measures include uniformed and plainclothes officers, drones, and 300 cameras for surveillance, as well as counterterrorism sniper teams.
President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance will be there. The president has rolled out what he calls gold card fast track immigrant visas.
They're going to pay $1 million. The corporation's going to pay $2 million.
The gold cards feature Trump's face and signature. A CDC advisory panel is not recommending all Americans get COVID shots. CBS's Mark Strassman.
12 yes, 0 no, and 0 abstain.
The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee voted to advise Americans to speak to their doctor if they want a COVID-19 vaccine. But the ACIP stopped short of recommending anyone 6 months and older get the shot. The 12-member panel was handpicked by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic. Some outside medical liaisons working with the panel say the guidance should be more forceful.
COVID-19 vaccines are highly safe and effective. They work.
That's COVID workgroup member Henry Bernstein. Minneapolis hosts Farm Aid today. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The concerts, launched in the farm crisis of the 1980s, continue to raise awareness about the plight of family farmers. Bob Dylan is a late addition to the program. Joining Dylan and Willie Nelson are artists including Kenny Chesney and Dave Matthews.
We're traveling through the desert, I never man.
When Taylor Swift releases her new album, Life of a Showgirl, October 3rd, she'll also return to the big screen with a release party. Pop culture expert Lama Dawson.
It's really cool because it harkens back to the days where she would talk to her fans and tell them what her inspiration was, what goes into it. They love hearing from Taylor, and she's giving it to them.
Ticket prices at the theaters for the watch party will be $12 in honor of Taylor Swift's 12th album. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
What's next for the Miz? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers play the Cardinals again tonight in St. Louis. Last night, Milwaukee losing 7-1. Starter Jacob Mizorowski pulled from the game after just 3 2/3 innings pitched, after walking 3 batters and losing command of his pitches. Manager Pat Murphy is not sure where to use the Miz at this point, as a starter or in the bullpen once the playoffs begin.
Yeah, I think it's obvious that right now he's not on track as a starter, but it doesn't mean he won't be. Just he certainly will be in the future.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow at noon. Running back Josh Jacobs on facing another defense designed to stop the running game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from that.
College football, it's the Badgers in Maryland and Madison. I'll have a recap coming up later tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the upper 60s, lows in the upper 50s tonight with scattered storms, and a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 72. 55 Sunday night, 72 again on Monday with an afternoon storm possible.
Right now, it's 62. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we get to know one candidate for Secretary of State, another for the state Senate District number 17. All coming up. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad. Or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is so great to have you here on this beautiful, amazing Friday night here in the state of Wisconsin. We are barreling through a show here, about to kick off Act Two. Stuart J. Waddles is my guest at the moment. We'll be back to Stuart in just a minute. He's going to take a Dolly Parton quiz that Conrad and I teamed up to make. It's all multiple choice, so he has a fighter's chance, and it doesn't sound like he needs one because he's a big Dolly Parton fan. We're talking about Dolly Parton with Stuart. And then it is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 with new music and a winning personality. Do you know anyone more pleasant?
I don't think so.
Even your mom?
Well,
Paula?
She
used to pack your lunch, for God's sakes. Pick it right.
My mom's a great lady.
She's a wonderful person. Our question of the night is, what is in your sack lunch? It is national something. What is it? Lunch day? Or something? I forgot. I only used it for the question.
National pack your lunch
pack
day?
Pack your lunch. Love your lunch.
Love your lunch day. You see what other day it is, by the way?
Oh, it's talk like, go ahead.
Arg.
Yeah, I know. National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Just
it's also
the deck.
It's also it's like work until 4 day.
Okay.
And I said not Nightlight.
No.
We don't celebrate the national holiday, okay?
And a lot of people probably work till 4. I'm not staying that late. Edward in the 414 says Vegemite, Branson's pickle, and a Plowman sandwich. Then again, I'm Scottish. Thank you, Edward from the 414. I haven't heard the term Vegemite sandwich since the Men at Work song Down Under. And I've heard it's not an appealing-looking sandwich. I've never tried one. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, he's in the 608, says, I got a rock. A little Charlie Brown action there. Thank you, Tyler. We'll get back to some more of your texts, too. We just got some new ones. In fact, Melissa had a great one. Make a note of that one. She had a good idea. All right, we're going to get back to our guest, Stuart J. Waddles. He covers news for Southeast Wisconsin here on at Civic Media. He doesn't just cover news. You're the news director. You can boss the news around, Stuart. That's what I get out of it.
Yeah, but I'm wide-ranging department.
Do you get to see Don Rosen on a daily basis?
No, I don't want to. What?
I was just going to say, do you get to see Don Rosen on a daily basis?
Not on a daily basis, but okay. I see Don.
Okay.
I mean, he's on a different kind of part of I see that.
Okay.
He's in a different room where we actually don't, you know.
Oh, you don't interact.
Paths, but
sure.
Sometimes I see him through a window, you know.
What about,
on the way out, though?
Rich Locascio.
Yeah, I like
you
Rich.
You see Rich?
I turned him on to you. I set you guys up because he was he's a wrestling guy.
Yeah, no, and I know you like him. I just didn't know if your paths crossed on a daily basis or not.
Yeah, crossed paths with him. Got a sales guy in there that I worked at a previous radio station with, Steve Salzman.
Okay.
Bloody good rep.
Nice.
You know?
Oh, sounds like things are really cooking down there in Racine.
They are. Yeah.
And Rich LoCascio, do you know he does? Or do we have that wrestling thing, Con? Can you find that?
Yeah, I have it right now. If you want me,
let's
play.
Hear the Pine Tree Mahler one. This is Rich LoCascio.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rich LoCascio. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I would like to introduce to you the Pine Tree Mahler from Marinette, Wisconsin. He is Pete Schwabba.
I have the chills.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't have the Intercontinental Championship. I mean, that kind of intro right there. That can get you pumped up.
My wrestling talent ends right there, though. I think I could take Rich. I'm not trying to start anything. He'll be here on Wednesday. Maybe we can just have a little wrestling.
I could set up a ring.
Would that be weird?
I could set up a ring.
Looks like
back
you got
there.
Some room behind you there.
Why don't you guys both shut up? I'm not wrestling Rich.
Yeah.
All right. So, Stuart, we have a Dolly Parton. You're obviously a big fan. You know more than Dolly Parton than anybody I've ever met, certainly. But let's do this quiz. This is going to be a fun quiz. It's multiple choice. Again, not that you need it. You seem very well-versed in the career of Dolly Parton. But we're going to do this quiz. Conrad, you got the sound effects ready? It's just, okay. But what if he doesn't get it right, though? You're just going to do that? You talk like a pirate.
Arg.
That's what we'll do. Stu, if you don't get one, Conrad has, Conrad has to say that. Okay. So here we go. Our Nightlight Dolly Parton quiz, collaborative effort between Conrad and myself and ChatGPT. And we're going to give that to, I know you can't say that. We're going to give that to Stuart Waddles right now. Here we go. Question number nine. What the hell? All right, hold on. Question number one.
We start at one.
Here we go. In which movie did Dolly Parton sing I Will Always Love You to Burt Reynolds while he was in the bathtub? Was it A, 9 to 5, B, Rhinestone, C, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, or D, Steel Magnolias?
Steel Magnolias. No, that's Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
There we go.
That's ending the album right there.
I kind of knew that would, you know, after what we led up to for the news. All right. That's an easy one. Just to get you started.
Yeah.
Number two. What movie did Dolly Parton star in with Dabney Coleman, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda? Was it A, Steel Magnolias? Conrad got hooked up on Steve. B, 9 to 5, C, Rhinestone, or D, Straight Talk?
Yeah, that's 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Dabney Coleman, what a fun name. That's a fun name to say. It's a fun name to think about. That guy was good.
I have to admit, I totally forgot about Straight Talk.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I saw Straight Talk. I remember seeing Rhinestone, too. He was in a movie with Sly
Stallone. Yeah. Fine actor. He's the opposite of Dolly Parton, in my opinion. But all right, number three. What is the full name of Dolly Parton's husband who recently passed away? Is it A, Charles Dean Smith, B, Carl Thomas Dean, C, Thomas Carl Parton, or D, Carl Dean Johnson?
Carl Dean. That's Carl Dean.
Carl Dean.
D. How about we go D? It was Carl Dean Thomas, right? No?
Conrad, how do
Carl
we know?
Thomas Dean?
We don't even have
it's B.
She called him Carl Dean.
Oh, Carl Thomas Dean. Okay, there. I didn't think we had the right answer.
You said it wrong. I blame ChatGPT.
Carl Dean, yeah. He was her CD. Okay, here we go. Number four. What is the... And he got that right. He's 3 for 3. Stuart J. Waddles is crushing our Dolly Parton quiz. It gets harder as we go on. Here we go.
Okay.
What is the name of Dolly Parton's theme park? Theme park in Tennessee. Is it A, Dollywood, B, Smoky Mountain Wood?
You're saying these all wrong. A was Dolly Land.
I thought Smoky Mountain Wood would have sounded better than World. Because, you know, it's like a, you know. All right. C, Dollywood, or D, Parton Park.
It should be Parton Park, but I'm going to go see. Lock it in.
Dollywood, baby. All right. 4 for 4. Were you really?
Before it was Dollywood, she bought it. It was an existing amusement park called Silver Dollar City. But Dolly bought in the early 80s, and they rebranded.
Oh, wow.
And it's Dollywood now and Dollywood forever.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
Yeah.
I read that because I'm very sophomoric, and I wrote a script later where the guy's last name was Longwood, so I had to work. We've got a stream comment from Sydney Politics says, "Jesus, I thought you were doing this because Dolly passed away." LOL. She's still good.
I don't want to do that to anybody.
Sydney,
I apologize.
No, we could take a quiz. It doesn't have to be a death. I mean, come on. Thank you for the comment.
Celebrate Dolly?
Right. Celebrate her while she's alive. Exactly. Number five. What year did Dollywood open its doors? A, 2025. B, 1946. C, 1986. Or D, 2001.
It's going to be 86, but as I said prior, Silver Dollar City existed, I believe.
Okay.
81, 82, they started carving up that mountain in Pigeon Forge.
Fantastic. I love it. Number six, Stewart is 5 for 5, by the way, for those of you scoring at home, and I'm sure you all are. In the film Steel Magnolias, what was Dolly Parton's profession? Was it A, nurse, B, chef, C, salon owner, D, librarian, or F, welder?
An F. No, she owned the salon.
Oh, very well done. Do these get harder, Conrad? Because I feel like well,
they are getting a little bit harder.
Stewart does have kids. He probably wants to. Okay. Number seven. Dolly Parton starred opposite Sylvester Stallone in which 1984 comedy? A, Urban Cowboy, B, Rhinestone, C, Country Strong, or D, The Singing Stallion?
Yeah, it's Rhinestone.
Yes,
I like The Singing Stallion, though. That's, might have seen that one.
That's on my...
Wasn't that Sylvester Stallone before he became a big movie star? Was that the one it was
He's
called?
He's the Italian Stallion.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
He was in a
movie.
He was an adult film, right?
But he wasn't. He didn't do sex. He was just like the guy in the background who was naked.
Yeah, he's standing back here. I'm going to watch.
I have such a love-hate relationship with Sylvester Stallone. Rocky, it's just phenomenal. Rambo, cut the first two, really fun. But man, has he done some junk. And he's hard to watch sometimes.
Cobra? A Cobra fan? Right. Yeah.
Was that the one where he had the match in his mouth? He always kept the match in his mouth.
And Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. Was he in that one too?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was garbage.
Copland was good, though. He was good in Copland.
Yeah, Copland was good. Yeah, but that it makes sense. I mean, Rocky... It gives him the card to do whatever he wants. He made all those
correct. He kind of opened with a showstopper, which is probably not very smart, but hey, what are you going to do? You don't know that at the time. All right, back to our Dolly Parton quiz. Stewart is 7 for 7, by the way, and this quiz shows no sign of let up in sight for Mayor Conrad. Number 8, in Rhinestone, what is Dolly's character trying to teach Sylvester Stallone's character to do? A, ride a horse. B, cook Southern food. B, or C, be a country singer. Or D, open a bar?
I think it's C, but it's been a while since I've seen that one, yeah.
Even the one he hasn't seen in a while crushes.
Yeah.
All right, number 9. Stewart is 8 for 8. This is embarrassing, Conrad. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I blame ChatGPT, okay?
You know what? I noticed these answers aren't as funny because ChatGPT is not funny. You used to put outlandish stuff on here. We're done with ChatGPT.
I got to make the questions myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, here we go. Number 9. What is the name of the character Dolly played in Straight Talk 1992? Was it A, Daisy Lou, B, Shirley West, C, Shirley Kenyon, D, Maggie Bell?
I think this is going to be the first loss. I'm just going to say A, but I'm not confident in it.
Stuart.
Arg.
When in doubt, Charlie out. It was C, Shirley Kenyon. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Can't win them all, huh?
No, you're doing great. You're embarrassing us.
No questions about Kenny, huh? No, That's what I thought when I was a kid. I thought Kenny and Dolly were married.
Hold on a second. Yeah, okay. Let's just jump right to that one.
All right.
Number 13, if you will. Dolly Parton co-starred with Kenny Rogers on which famous duet? A, You Light Up My Life. B, The Dance. C, Islands in the Stream. D, Endless Love.
It's Islands in the Stream.
Yes.
But they also do a great Christmas song, Christmas to Remember. They did a Christmas special in like the early 80s.
That's
and,
right.
You can pull that up on YouTube. That's a seasonal thing in our household.
Nice. I forgot all about that one. And I need some new Christmas material. All right. We got to let's squeeze a couple. The quiz was only 13. So that was the last question. Let's bounce back here.
That's about it's about 7 more than I thought it should be. there's a lot of questions there.
Well, you're just so entertaining. We just thought we would prolong this. It's Friday. Give us a break. Number 11, what was the name of Dolly Parton's first country hit single? A, Jolene, B, Coat of Many Colors, C, Dumb Blonde, D, Here You Come Again.
I think Jolene came before Coat of Many Colors, but I'm not 100%. But I'm going to say, let's go Jolene, let's lock it in.
Arg.
Arg.
The pirate voice means.
Order Many Colors came in first.
Huh? Since you embarrassed us so much, we're going to end it on that note, Stuart. Nah. You just crushed all the right, quiz. Right. Dude, always fun. Keep up the great work. Outstanding to see you, buddy.
Good seeing you, too.
All right. That's Stuart J. Wallace. See you, Connie. You got it, buddy. Check out his work if you're down in Southeast Wisconsin on WRJ, and he does great work. We are coming right back to read your text. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Things went right. It doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences, unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Friday. Conrad Krieger working the board. We are in the throes of Act Two here. That was fun talking to Stuart Waddle. He is always great to have on the show. Let's get through some of these texts. Our question of the night, folks. It's a good one. It's National Love Your Lunch Day. So the question is, what's in your sack lunch? You can go back to childhood. You can tell us what you bring to work now. There are no right or wrong answers. Jim from Appleton, he's in the 920. He says, I was a Packers fan all through the 70s and 80s. We had such memorable quarterbacks like Jerry, Randy Wright, John Hale, Scott Carpenter, the best one. And still my favorite was Lynn Dickey. Where did this come from? Was that when we were talking about the Packers?
Yeah. You know,
that
because
was so long. Am I that far behind on text?
I mean, Jim was, you know, through the bad Packer years too.
So yeah, he was.
He's a Packers fan.
Well, he just said his favorite is Lynn Dickey. I mean, that poor guy.
I mean, that's just a cool name.
It is. Not as bad. It's not as good as John Longwood. thank you, Jim. Monica from Mount Horeb says, took to the office Monday cantaloupe, tomatoes, and green peppers, all from my garden. Oh man. Sounds good. And cheese and crackers. Not from my garden. You don't grow cheese and crackers in your garden, Monica?
No, I don't. I think you need a special plant.
I thought you had a green thumb.
All right. Thank you, Monica, from the 608. Jim from Appleton again. My sack lunch all through school. And the first 10 years of work was two slices of big bologna. It's just a funny word.
Know, you know, I...
Bologna.
That's what it should.
I know.
It's, you know, I like that.
One slice of cheese and Miracle Whip, an apple, and a can of RC Cola. That is old school, baby. I can't stand big bologna anymore. Big bologna anymore. I still like apples and RC Cola. That's awesome, Jim. Thank you. John from Madison says, good evening, Peter and Conrad. Love you guys. Thanks for the great shows every night. Oh, well, thank you, John. Outstanding to hear that. I got the chills, Conrad. Yeah, I just got a chill.
I felt it, too.
Grab my shawl up.
Okay.
John also says, Mannix and Beretta are both great, a great revisit. I don't think I could do Beretta just because Robert Blake turned out to be such a creep. And I live 3 blocks from the restaurant where he shot his wife in the car. That was so weird. But I do remember watching Beretta, and I did like it. Mannix, on the other hand, all over that, buddy. John says, How I Met is a must-watch for humans.
I agree.
He limits it to humans, though. I don't know what to make of that.
I don't know. I think dogs would like it, too.
Mark from Prairie du Sac says, 9 to 5. Yeah. Little Dolly talk there. Love it, Mark. Thank you. Melissa from Willie Street in Madison says, Hi, guys. Just a suggestion here. I love this con. You should do a push notification for the question of the night on the app. Can we do that?
I'll get my tools.
Do you have push capabilities? You've been working out.
Maybe if I get my tools.
All right. Get the tools. I think there's a slide rule over there. Let's do that. That's a great suggestion. Thank you, Melissa. John, Melissa's other half. I won't say better half. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. I don't know. Best pack lunch. Mom's PB&J and Scooby thermos of chicken noodle soup. Wow. John's mom loved them. 2 chocolate milks and a cup of fruit cocktail, obviously. I don't know if that's obvious, John, but yeah, all right.
How are you feeling about fruit cocktails?
I mean, it's not as healthy as fruit, but I'll eat it. It's probably better than a Little Debbie snack cake.
The sugar is, you know, it could replicate a Little Debbie snack cake.
Yeah, no, well, that's probably true. John says, 70s pack lunch was amazing because moms were so competitive. Oh, that's interesting. Dave, who is usually on the stream, but texting us old school tonight, says butter bread with government cheese.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, the butter bread? I'll take that.
You know, I used to like butter bread, but now it has to be toasted.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's butter on. In fact, it's disgusting.
If it's toasted and there's some butter on it, then I'm like, you know what?
Good. Yeah, even if you're at a fish fry, it's kind of gross.
I forgot. I love rye bread, so I don't agree with that.
Onions toasted? On it.
The rye bread with the butter and the onions, dynamite.
All right, before we bring our pal Terry Barr on, because it is a Barr Band Friday night, folks, we are going to play a clip that I think is really funny. This comedian Gary Goldman, he's the guy, and we'll play this one night on this show. He does the state abbreviation bit, which is maybe the funniest bit I've ever heard, but it's like 5 minutes long. But tonight, here's a little taste of Gary Goldman.
Millennials, they're just much more accepting of each other. They feel safe around each other, accepting. They're accepting of non-conforming gender roles and identities. And I grew up at a time the definition of manhood was so narrow. You were either Clint Eastwood or you were Richard Simmons. There was nothing in between. There were no Paul Rudds. No kind-eyed Mark Ruffalo's. You had to be so hard.
Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo.
I love it.
That's a Boston. He's right, though. I remember that thinking, you know, I liked when there was a little bit less testosterone in the world. It lasted a little while. Now it's back to craziness. But, like, where I grew up, my neighborhood where we grew up, if you got hot or overheated in the summer, you did not wear shorts. That meant you were soft. You wore blue jeans, and if you got hot, you took your shirt off, your T-shirt, and you tucked it in your back pocket. So we look like numbskulls walking around with no shirt and pants. And when I moved to Wisconsin, Conrad, I'm not kidding. Everybody, like people were, they were kind of ahead of the time. People wore shorts. Like, this is not too bad.
I mean, I wear shorts in the winter, so.
I know you do.
Maybe
you got longs on tonight, though.
Maybe
what's going on there?
You know.
Laundry day?
I got this package.
Pause.
I ordered this, one of my favorite brands, Fabletics. I ordered, and they said it was going to be here next Thursday.
Okay.
But it showed up today.
So you were excited to wear it. I thought maybe you didn't have shorts on you.
You know, it also could be laundry day, but I was excited.
Bottom line, Conrad's wearing pants, which is always a good thing. We are coming right back with Terry Barr. It is a Barr Band Friday night, folks. Stay with us. Half hour to go, and then we are officially at the weekend. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. With you, I really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my love.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Security will be tight at tomorrow's memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk at State Farm Stadium, home of the Arizona Cardinals. 100,000 people are expected to attend, including President Trump. Glendale Police Spokesman Jose Santiago.
Not only are we handling the security for this event outside of the venue, we still have an entire city that we still have to protect.
The FBI says it's tracking several potential threats against the memorial. President Trump has unveiled new gold cards for immigrants willing to pay big bucks to fast-track their visas.
They're going
to
pay $1 million. The corporation's going to pay $2 million.
Taylor Swift will host a release party at certain movie theater chains when her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, comes out October 3rd. Pop culture expert Lama Dawson.
It's really cool because it harkens back to the days where she would talk to her fans and tell them what her inspiration was, what goes into it. They love hearing from Taylor, and she's giving it to them.
The movie theater tickets will cost $12, a nod to Taylor Swift's 12th album. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
What's next for the Miz? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers play the Cardinals again tonight in St. Louis. Last night, Milwaukee losing 7-1. Starter Jacob Mizorowski pulled from the game after just 3 2/3 innings pitched after walking 3 batters and losing command of his pitches. Manager Pat Murphy is not sure where to use the Miz at this point as a starter or in the bullpen once the playoffs begin.
Yeah, I think it's obvious that right now he's not on track as a starter, but it doesn't mean he won't be. Just he certainly will be in the future.
NFL, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow at noon. Running back Josh Jacobs on facing another defense designed to stop the running game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from that.
College football, it's the Badgers in Maryland and Madison. I'll have a recap coming up later tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Legendary director Martin Scorsese is 82 years old, but showing no signs of slowing down. Variety reports that the Oscar winner will direct an adaptation of What Happens at Night, a ghost story novel written by Peter Cameron that came out in 2023. The story follows an American couple who goes to a snowy, cold European city to adopt a child. The film has a couple of A-listers attached already in Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Apple Films will oversee production. Actress Anne Hathaway had some choice words for the press, more specifically, the paparazzi. While filming The Devil Wears Prada 2 in New York City recently, the press got a little too aggressive for her liking. The Les Mis star told the Vultures to relax and back off because there were children on the set. Hathaway and Meryl Streep are both back for the sequel. The much-anticipated follow-up to The Devil Wears Prada hits theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the upper 60s. Lows in the upper 50s tonight with scattered storms. And a few showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 72. 55 Sunday night. 72 again on Monday with an afternoon storm possible.
Right now, it's 62.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen and UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy, and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capitol style.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, P. Schwaba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Bar Band Friday night. And that means every Friday, just about every Friday, our pal Terry Barr joins us with new music, fun conversation, and it's just an all-around swell time, even though I can't. Conrad, the screen is out again.
Oh, no.
You need the tools. I cannot see Terry.
The tools.
I don't know what to do. Terry, can you see me?
I can hear okay. you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all we need, right? It's radio, for God's sake.
Yeah, okay.
How are you tonight?
I am good, Pete. How are you and Conrad?
Doing very well. And I'll speak for Conrad because I know he's doing well because I can see him through the glass. I wish I could see you, but I'm sure you're doing well. Are you at home tonight? Are you at a show? What's happening?
No, this fine evening, I'm happy to be at home. And when you and I are done, I think I'm going to take a peek at that Brewers game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You did hear Mike Clemens last night because you texted or you dropped us a stream comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when Mike is on any of our shows, but you guys were really fun.
He's just a great guy. I love him.
He is. Isn't he the best?
He doesn't even cover my team, but I still love him.
His stories behind the scenes are so interesting.
Oh, how about that one about Pat Murphy? I love that story.
Oh, my gosh.
He is so much fun. All right, so, Terry, I have to ask you, do you have a sack lunch? Do you remember what you brought to school or what do you bring to work like nowadays? Because that's our question of the night. It's National Love Your Lunch Day.
Good one.
Yeah.
So. You will laugh. When I was a kid, we were not allowed to take the sack lunch. We had to eat hot lunch.
Oh, that's not too bad though, is it?
You know, but when my grandmother would stay with us, if my parents were away, she would let us take a sack lunch because we thought that was really cool.
That's fantastic. You know what?
So what did we have? I think it was often my grandmother's peanut butter and jelly, but she was a big baker. So we'd always have like these really great cookies or bars or something that we could take with us. And that's when the other kids were jealous of what we were having.
Isn't that great when the other kids are jealous of you?
Of your sack lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God, when I was a kid, my best friend in the neighborhood was this Italian kid, big Italian family, and his mom used to make these meals were incredible. But that's all she did all day was cook. And my mom would make like tuna noodle casserole. You know, she had five kids in 6 years. She just put anything out there to feed us. And it was fine, but I was always a little envious.
And if they had their windows open next to you in the home next to you, I bet you could smell that coming out of the kitchen.
Absolutely. It smelled amazing.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
And the worst thing was, and it was kind of this way at school too, we never got soda. Like my mom, you know, my friend, they would always have like Pepsi bottles on the table and we never got to do it.
Nope, we had to have milk.
Yeah.
But sometimes with the hot lunch, you would drink your milk. And if you hated what you had for hot lunch, you would put some of it in the milk carton and throw it away.
That's great. We had hot lunch.
I didn't
too.
Want to get caught with that on my plate and get in trouble.
Exactly. When I moved to Wisconsin, I went to Marinette Catholic Central High School. They had a hot lunch there and it was in the gym. And I remember the public school saying, oh, we have a choice. It's like pasta or a burger or tacos, like all this stuff. And we had to kind of eat what was served to us. And they used to serve us like something called hot dish, which I didn't know. I was like, what? That's not even a food. What is hot dish?
Yeah.
And it's like a casserole.
And apart, you still can't figure out what it is. Right, but we would always call them the lunch ladies. What are the lunch ladies doing right now?
I don't know. They were awesome. I did love the lunch lady, but the meals.
It's fun to talk about now.
Totally. Hey, this is great. All right. I feel like I told Conrad, this is my first full week in like 3 weeks because of circumstances. So it's great to have you here. Let's jump into some music. Who should we talk about first here?
Let's start with Taylor.
Okay.
Only because he's one of those musicians where he's been around a really long time, but he's been, again, we've had a couple of these where we've talked about the voice kind of went quiet for a while.
Right.
Now he has some new music out again, and we're going to hear it right here.
All right, let's hear Taylor. Is it Sherrick?
Yeah, exactly. He's Taylor from the Madison area, and this is his brand new song, and it's called Out to Play.
Love it.
The clouds start to clear and it's all that we can think about. The sun's coming out and now the time to play is almost here. Isolating feels like fading deep into a hole. Feeling energy I haven't felt in ages, because we all were trapped inside our dirty cages. Now I'm coming out to play, now we're coming out to play. I wake up one day and open up my eyes. I can't believe what I see, I crack a smile. I wake up one day and see this head die. Now I'm coming out to play, now we're coming out to play. So good to be reunited with love again. Here's to all the loved ones that call my family and my friends. Celebrating, feeling the rays of light that hit my soul. A feeling energy I haven't felt in ages, cause we all were trapped inside a dirty cage. We'll be right back.
that song. That was great, because Terry.
And it's like starting over fresh.
I want to say maybe I've either heard him on Max Inc. Radio before, or you've talked about him here. I know I've heard him before. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. Well, and his band is his family, which I think is amazing. And they don't play out a lot. They've been quiet for a little while. If you want to hear an entire show, though, with Taylor, they were recently on Max Inc. Radio with us.
Oh,
so you
nice.
Can catch the podcast. Yeah.
Go to civicmedia.us, Max Inc. Radio, and check it out. Yeah, he's great. I love him. And I saw that in his bio. He performs with his uncle. His uncle is like the drummer or bass player or something like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, yes. And then his dad will join him on lead guitar very often. So that little woo guitar you heard, that's his dad.
That's really cool. He also has, I found this, he has a cover band called the Foo Foo Dolls.
Yes, that is right.
Yeah.
And they're, yes, total cover band. They do a lot of 90s. And I'm wondering now that we're talking about him, I think this project, the Foo Foo Dolls, even though it's covers, I think that's pulled him away more from the family band, which
is really?
You know, what do? You're getting booked as the Foo Foo Dolls, you do it, right?
Yeah.
And if you're not getting booked as much with your original music, but I'm so happy that we can share it with you.
It's surprising, too, because his original music is really good. But you're right. You get paid. I mean, if they're throwing money at you, it's tough not to get. And especially 90s music right now is so huge. It's like the 70s when we were growing up, or the 60s.
Right.
You know, so. Let's do, all right, so your next artist is Adam Gruhl. Am I saying that right?
You are.
Love this guy. He's got many different bands, Terry. He's part of a progressive bluegrass band called Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. Love that.
Yeah.
He also has a band called the Space Burritos and the High Hawks. Tell us about Adam Gruhl.
This guy is amazing, and I interviewed him, I want to say, maybe a year ago, and he's from central Wisconsin. He is over in the Driftless now because he loves to fish, and his two favorite things are fishing and music. And when I interviewed him, he said, Terry, I have got it all now. My life is wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
I do the two things I love the most.
That is really, I mean, you could do a lot worse.
That's all. It's our goal, right?
Yeah.
To find that.
Absolutely. Why don't we play his song now and let it take us to the break, and then we'll wrap up and say a couple things about great things about Adam Gruhl. Does that sound good, Terry?
Sounds great. One thing, if people have seen Charlie Barron's, Adam opens as a solo artist for Charlie Barron's when Charlie is out doing his comedy.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so interesting, because you don't hear that. Usually it's the comedian first.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's kind of an interesting choice. Where is he based out of?
He is now in the Driftless area.
Oh,
so
right.
That's like
okay.
The Viroqua area. Yeah, of southwest Wisconsin.
Has he been on Max Inc. Radio?
He was on as an interview with me, and he played live on both ends of our interview during the pandemic. And then did another interview with him about a year ago, but he is so busy with all of these bands and he travels all over the place. We have not been able to get him settled down, should I say, on a Saturday night to join us.
What about, does he have a show coming up that we know? Oh, here's what we'll do. We're going to do a quick break because we kind of ran short on time. And I have no screen. I can't see time. Conrad's just flashing me fingers, and I can't tell if he's being obscene or actually telling me what
to do. Be careful, Conrad.
So we'll do this. We'll do a quick break. We'll come back and listen to Adam Gruhl, and we'll wrap up with our pal Terry Barr on a bar band.
Woo-hoo!
Friday night is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back.
Someone's living for their love. Someone's living.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
We want to thank our listeners for following the rapid support over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the rapid support at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. Conrad, it is almost the weekend. Terry Barr is here. This is the way you kick off a weekend, folks. I feel bad for all of you that you don't get to take Terry Barr, who helps us launch into the weekend. Terry Barr is here. It's a Barbie on Friday night. We were talking about the artist Adam Gruhl. And anything else you need to tell us before we hear this song? I love this. Progressive Blue.
I want everybody to put this on their calendar, and it means you got to move fast. Okay. Because Adam and his band, the Space Burritos, headlining the Friends of Rapids Music Festival tomorrow.
Oh, no way.
Robinson Rapids. Nice. Robinson Park starts at noon, goes to 9 p.m., and it's free. Music all day, including a polka band.
For those prices, you can't afford not to go. That is outstanding. All right, here is our second feature of the night here on Bar Band Friday Night, Adam Gruhl.
I hope the musky and the sweet northern lights shine in your bedroom and wake you up at night. I hope the band's still playing when it's bar time And I hope that you know, not all lyrics need to rhyme. I hope they still dial their beers when my nephew's 21. I hope there's still cold water in the cedar run. I hope it don't get so low that you don't give a damn about the falls, falling leaves, or the loving holding hands. And I wish I could take your pain away, throw it up to the sky like a clay pigeon, blast it on its way. Wish I could take your pain away. Sometimes it's hard to say how I'm gonna make it through the day. Wish I could take your pain. Prairies run wild past the winter freeze. I hope tomorrow forever can stay right where it needs. I hope the road that you live on always keeps you in mind. And I hope that when you sleep, you wonder and you wind. I hope that all your old friends still feel brand new. Love you right back too. I wish you all my best. Keep on wishing on, and know that your wishes never really are all gone. Wish I could take your pain away, throw it up to the sky like a clay pigeon, blast it on its way. Wish I could your pain away. Sometimes it's hard to say how we're gonna make it through the day. Wish I could take your pain away.
That was Take Your Pain Away by Adam Gruhl. Compliments of Terry Barr. Great song.
Isn't that wonderful?
He's got a great voice.
He's got such a good voice.
Yeah.
And I love the line where he says, you can learn that songs don't all have to rhyme.
That is outstanding, Terry. Batting 1,000, as always. Thank you for bringing us this music every week. It's just so much fun to talk to you and to hear new tunes. It's outstanding. Thank you.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me on the show with you and allowing me to bring this music to everybody.
Always. Enjoy your weekend at home.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Everybody out there, have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend. That's Terry Barr. Folks, listen to Max Inc. Radio if you're in the Madison area tomorrow from 6 to 9, or go to the app and you can play it there too if you're out of radio range. It is such a great show, an award-winning show. Terry is an award-winning host on Max Inc., and she's got a slew of awards. Always fun to have Terry on the show. Monday night, folks, I'll be in Madison with two in-studio guests, Conrad. Eric Jellin.
Yeah.
From The Mascot Theory will be there. Terry introduced us to Eric. He's coming in on Tuesday. He's got two songs he's going to play for us. And then Jim Healy from UW Cinematech and the Wisconsin Film Festival. Jim and I are going to do a deep dive into all things movies. It'll be a lot of fun in Madison on Monday night. Are we doing I can't see anything. How are we doing?
You know, we got one.
We got 1 minute?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make the best of it.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll play your clip. Play that clip on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right. My thanks to Stuart Waddles. Always fun to talk to Stuart and Terry Barr. Thank you for all your texts and calls and helping us make our Friday that much more lovely. It's been a lot of fun here on Nightlight tonight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba. Have a great weekend. Good night, Wisconsin.
Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Super Bowl-like security will be on hand for tomorrow's memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Glendale, Arizona. More from CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
We know that Kirk's widow, Erica, will speak. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance are confirmed. Turning Point USA, the organization Kirk founded, says more names will be announced leading up to the service. Now, State Farm Stadium can hold more than 60,000 people, but organizers are also opening an overflow venue next door at Desert Diamond Arena to help manage the large crowds they're expecting.
The FBI says it's tracking several threats of unknown credibility against the memorial. The House has approved a continuing resolution to keep the government open ahead of a September 30th deadline, but the Senate has not. CBS's Nicole Killian says Democrats have their own proposal.
They wanted to fund the government for a shorter period of time. They wanted some concessions. Most notably, they want to roll back